We have also expressed our readiness to consider any request for financial support to the conduct of credible elections. And in this regard, we very much welcome the recent invitation to the UN to provide support, which would allow us to proceed possibly with such support. I think that it will be important for the credibility of the process that there is independent and external observation. Whether they come from Europe or from the United States or not will be up to those organizing the elections, of course, to decide. But of course, considering also the history of elections in Zimbabwe, it will indeed be important to invest in the credibility of the process, and transparency is a very important part in that.
How will this development affect the EU's stance on Zimbabwe's sanctions in the near future?
As you know, on the 18th of February, the EU Council took a decision to further ease the measure in response to the progress that we have seen and as a way of continue to generate positive momentum in the re-engagement process. We have also committed that credible constitutional referendum would be followed by an immediate suspension of the majority of all targeted EU measures against individuals and entities. So this is a process that is ongoing and is not related.